Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate December 22nd. If Earth's radiation belts were as strong as those of Jupiter, we might never be able to leave our home planet. An astronaut flying through Jupiter's belts could receive a fatal dose of radiation in just a few hours. And since it took Apollo astronauts longer than that to transit Earth's belts, they couldn't have lived through a trip to the moon and back. Jupiter is the largest and heaviest planet in the solar system. So perhaps it's not surprising that it also has the strongest radiation belts. They're produced by charged particles trapped in Jupiter's magnetic field, which is also quite strong. Some of the particles come from the solar wind, a steady flow of material from the sun, but most of them come from Jupiter's moon Io. It's covered by hundreds of volcanoes. They blast sulfur dioxide and other molecules into space. Jupiter's magnetic field rips the molecules apart, giving them an electric charge. It also accelerates them to extremely high speeds, turning them into bullets that could be deadly to any human visitors. They're not good for robots either. The belts are especially strong around Jupiter's equator, in the realm of the closest moons, just the region scientists want to study. So sensitive instruments need good shielding, such as lead boxes, to keep them safe. Jupiter is close to the right of the gibbous moon as darkness falls tonight. It looks like a brilliant star. You can follow us on social media and through our website, stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.